Welcome back, and let's get into something properly advanced today. Araga Session Transition Route in Ableton Live 12. Now, when I say transition route, I don't mean just a riser, a crash, and a filter sweep. In drum and bass, especially in rag-informed or jungle-leaning material, the transition is part of the arrangement language. It's the path that takes us from one energy state to the next without losing the voice of the tune. So in this lesson, we're building a 4-bar transition route that can take a track from a sparse intro or a rolling groove into a heavy drop, or even out of a drop into a breakdown, while keeping that raw vocal-driven raga energy alive. And the core technique here is resampling. That's important, because raga transitions are full of little moments that sound best when you capture them in real time. Vocal chops, dub delay throws, broken drum fragments, filtered tails, accidental echoes, little stutters, all of that stuff becomes much more musical when you print it into audio and then arrange it like a performance artifact instead of trying to draw every single detail by hand. So think of this lesson less like editing and more like performance capture. We're going to work around 172 BPM, in a dark minor key, with a vocal-led intro idea and a rolling drop waiting behind it. The goal is to create a route that feels like a sound system transition. The voice leads, the drums answer, the space opens and closes, and then the drop lands with real intent. First thing, set up your transition lane inside the arrangement. Create a dedicated group called Transition Route and keep it central in your session, close to your drums and bass, so you can see and hear it clearly. Inside that group, make 3 audio tracks: Vox Resample, FX Resample, and Drum Resample. If you're using Sends, set up a return track for delay too, because that dub echo space is going to be really useful. Then add locators or section markers at 8 bars before the drop, 4 bars before the drop, 1 bar before the drop, and the drop itself. That gives you a clean roadmap. In drum and bass, that kind of phrase logic matters. You want the listener to feel the architecture, even while the details are moving fast. Now let's build the raga vocal source. You do not need a full verse. In fact, that's usually too much. What you want is a short, strong phrase, maybe 1 bar or 2 bars long, something toasty style, chant style, or a single vocal call out with attitude. Put it into simpler. If you have a longer phrase, try slice mode so you can pull out the best syllables. If it's a single hit, classic mode is fine. Tighten the start and end point so only the strongest part of the phrase lands. Use warp so it locks to the grid, and shorten the release so the chop stays punchy and percussive. If the vocal is too bright, pull the filter cutoff down a bit, maybe somewhere in that 1.5 to 4 kHz zone. If there's low mud, high pass it with EQ8 around 120 to 180 Hz. And if you want more of that dubby trail, put echo or filter delay on a send and keep the feedback in a moderate range, around 20 to 35% to start. The important mindset here is this: the vocal is not the whole song. It's a transition weapon. One strong syllable, if it lands right, can do more than a whole performance. Now we shape the route with call and response. A really effective 4-bar raga transition might go like this: bars 1 and 2, the vocal phrase and stripped percussion. Bar 3, the vocal repeats alongside a break fill. Bar 4, the tension rises with FX and little stop-start moments. Then the drop hits. Inside Ableton, set up an audio effect rack on the vocal with 3 chains: a dry chopped vocal chain, a dub delay tail chain, and a filtered grit chain. On the delay chain, use echo with a time value around eighth notes or dotted eighth notes, feedback in the 25 to 45% range, and filter the delay so the low end stays out of the way. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz. Low pass somewhere around 5 to 8 kHz, and keep modulation fairly subtle. The trick is to automate the chain balance or the dry slash wet so the delay blooms only at the ends of phrases. That's where the raga conversation happens. The vocal says something, the delay answers, the drums push back, and suddenly the transition feels like a performance instead of a preset build-up. Now comes the heart of the lesson. Resample the movement. Route the vocal track and its send return to Vox Resample. Set the monitor to in and record while you perform the moves. Ride the dry slash wet, sweep the filter, mute and unmute sections, and let the echo throw happen in real time. Leave a little pre-roll and post-roll when you record. That gives you room to trim the transient properly later, and avoid chopping off the attitude at the front or the delay bloom at the end. Do at least 2 passes. One can be cleaner, with tight vocal chops and obvious delay throws. The second can be more aggressive, with filter sweeps, reverse bits, or a little stutter action. You're looking for usable audio with personality, not perfection. And honestly, If it feels a little unstable while you're recording, that's often a good sign. Raga energy usually comes from real-time moves that you can't fully draw cleanly. Once you've got the best bits, consolidate them into one bar and two bar clips. If one tail feels too smeared, keep the attack and cut the rest. In this style, the consonant and the front edge of the phrase matter a lot. That's what gives the vocal its bite. Next, bring in the drums. You want a small drum fragment or break pickup to act like a rhythmic handrail into the drop. Use your existing break or drum bus and resample a short fill into drum resample. Focus on ghost snares, hats, one pickup kick, or a chopped amen style slice. If you're working in drum rock, map a few key hits and play a small fill. Or, if you're editing an arrangement, duplicate the last couple of hits of a break, reverse a hat, shift a ghost snare slightly early, or cut the kick on beat 4 to create space. Then record that into audio so you can edit the tail exactly. For break fragments, warp and beats mode is usually the safest choice because it keeps the transients sharp. If the fill needs more edge, add saturator with a couple of dB of drive so it reads properly even on smaller speakers. This part matters because transitions fail when they're all top end and no body. A tiny drum fragment gives the listener something to ride into the drop. Now let's shape the tension. The best raga transitions often work because of what you remove, not just what you add. So start pulling down the drum bus in stages. Automate the bass out at the right moment. Use auto filter on the drum and FX resamples, low pass mode, and sweep it gradually over two bars. You can start the filter open, somewhere around 10 to 14 kHz, and close it down toward 500 to 800 Hz as you get closer to the drop. Add a touch of resonance if you want a little attitude, but keep it controlled. On the bass bus, don't be afraid of the vacuum. Muting the bass for the final half bar before the drop can be more powerful than a long riser because it creates a real sense of impact when the low end returns. And here's a very useful rule. If the transition feels too busy, make sure only one hero element is speaking at a time. Maybe the vocal leads in one half bar, then the drum fill answers in the next, then the FX tail closes the gap. If everything talks at once, the drop loses its authority. Now build a resampled FX print. On a separate track, set up a chain with reverb, echo, maybe hybrid reverb if you want a darker room or plate character, and if you want an eerie mechanical edge, lightly sprinkle in corpus on a metallic hit. Perform a short phrase, vocal chop into delay, then a filtered hit, then maybe a noise burst or a reverse drum tail. Record all of that into FX resample. Afterwards, edit the print into a single transition clip. Add fades at the edges. Tighten the start so it lands exactly before the drop. And if the tail is eating into the sub, high pass it aggressively around 180 to 250 Hz so the drop has room to punch through. That's a classic advanced move indeed, NB. Protect the first kick. Don't let the transition swallow the moment that matters most. Now we assemble the route as a clean four-bar phrase. Bar 1 should feel like the vocal statement with light drum support. Bar 2 can open up the echo bloom and filtered break movement. Bar 3 should bring back the vocal repeat, a stronger fill, and the bass removal. Bar 4 is the downlift, the silence pocket, the final moment of tension before the drop. Keep it DJ-friendly. Even when you're doing something expressive and detailed, the phrase should still read clearly. You want the arrangement to feel intentional, not cluttered. At this point, it's worth checking the energy curve, not just the sounds. A lot of producers try to fix a weak transition by adding more FX. Usually, that makes it worse. If the handoff feels flat, the issue is often that the density isn't dropping clearly enough before the drop. So use contrast. Give the listener a little space. Let the last half bar breathe. Now add some bus glue, but stay disciplined. Send the transition group through a gentle glue compressor, maybe just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Use EQ8 to trim anything below 30 to 40 Hz. Add a little saturator if you want density, and use utility to check mono compatibility. If the transition feels too wide, narrow the FX resample a bit on the penultimate bar. Bring the width down to around 70 to 90%. Then open it back up at the drop if needed. Keep the sub mono, and let the movement live above it. This is how you make the transition feel like one coherent performance instead of a collection of separate clips. Now test the handoff against the drop. Solo the transition route with the drop and listen carefully. Ask yourself, does the final moment before the drop create desire, or just noise? Check whether the vocal stops too late. Check whether the delay tail is masking the first kick. Check whether the drum fill is stealing attention from the main impact. And check whether the last half bar is empty enough to make the drop feel bigger. A really strong trick here is a one beat reset before the drop, muting almost everything on beat 4, leaving just a short vocal hit or a reverb tail, and then letting the kick and sub slam back in on 1 can create massive impact. That split second of absence is often the money moment. A few common mistakes to watch for. Too much low end in the transition will crowd the drop, so high pass vocals, effects, and fills aggressively. Overlong vocal phrases can kill the attitude, so chop ruthlessly and keep the strongest syllable. Delay tails can mask the first kick, so automate them down or cut them with a fade. Busy break fills can muddy the handoff, so simplify the last bar. And generic transition effects often sound weak, because they weren't resampled from your own performance, so keep the identity tied to your own movement. Here are a few pro-level variations you can try.